Perspectives on Easter, a 1010 Thrive special. Jesus made several statements to his disciples about his imminent resurrection. These statements are recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day. The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day he will rise.
But they understood none of these things.
Drive the nails through my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. There's no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground.
Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy.
These were Jesus' words to his disciples in the upper room hours before his arrest, hours before he was subject to one sham trial after another, hours before he was sentenced to die, hours before he was mocked and beaten and nails were driven into his hands and feet, hours before he declared, "It is finished," hours before his corpse was taken down from a tree and laid in a borrowed tomb. He predicted that there would be sorrow, and there was sorrow. He told the daughters of Jerusalem not to weep, but weep they did. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. An angel prophesied of his birth. Angels filled the sky above the cave in which he was born. And angels brought shepherds to the manger to worship. Angels were at the ready, but they stayed away from the agonizing Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. As the Son of God stood before sinful accusers, angels were prepared to be summoned, but they were not called for. Finally, on the third day, it was time for angels to step back into the story of Jesus. An angel having a countenance like lightning and wearing raiment white as snow appeared at the tomb where Jesus was buried. His appearance caused an earthquake, which frightened the guards who had been stationed at the entrance to that tomb. The angel, on heavenly assignment, rolled away the stone. Jesus' Sabbath rest was over.
The darkness of Friday had been swallowed up in the light of Easter Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said,
"They've taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they've put him."
Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb to see. The other disciple outran Peter and got there first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen cloth lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying to the side. Then the other disciple also went in, and he saw and believed, for until then they hadn't realized that the Scripture said he would rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels sitting at the head and foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying.
"Why are you crying?"
the angels asked her.
"Because they have taken away my Lord,"
she replied,
"and I don't know where they have put him."
She glanced over her shoulder and saw someone standing behind her. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener.
"Sir,"
she said,
"if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him."
"Mary," Jesus said. She turned toward him and exclaimed,
"Teacher."
"Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them,
"I have seen the Lord."
Then she gave them his message. That evening, on the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he held out his hands for them to see, and he showed them his side. They were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. He spoke to them again and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you refuse to forgive them, they are unforgiven." One of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him,
"We have seen the Lord."
But he replied,
"I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side."
8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe."
"My Lord and my God,"
Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway."
He is not here. He is risen. He is not dead. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever.